Thank you, Jesus, that you are all the sweet praise. Oh, and we come in that name, rejoicing, thankful, oh, honoring, privileged. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you again for drawing us this morning. And Lord, you've called us. And thank you, Lord, that, you know, we didn't choose you. You chose us. Glory to God. Oh, what a delight to be chosen of God. Thank you that we know this because it's your word. These aren't just happy thoughts. We don't have any. Thanks be to God. These are the thoughts of forever joy because they're your thoughts to us. And they're more than the stars of the heaven. They're more than the sands of the sea. And they can never be exhausted. Thank you for your passion for us. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you, Lord, that we are awakening to that great love. Thank you that we know that it is all your working power, that it is all the life of Christ in us, the hope of glory. Thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful, wonderful knowledge of your love, your great love to us. Now, Lord, as we again just tune our hearts to you this morning, and Lord, let us have ears that desire to hear what the Spirit is saying to us, this precious church, Lord God. And Lord, hallelujah, to be part of that church of Philadelphia. Oh God, may it be. Lord, it's your desire. Now Lord, again, quicken us today. And God, open our hearts this morning. Every life here this morning, let them know in a way beyond they've ever seen or known or really desired this morning how much you love them, how they're yours, how it's your truth and your word. And Lord, that we are just passing through. This is just a vapor. Lord, we are getting ready for your day, our day, that day that will never end. We do need you. We need help. Because we are needy. We just ask you in your precious name, Lord Jesus, it's your desire to perform it. Help us to be willing. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Open your Bibles up with me today. We're going to Philippians chapter 3. Can you imagine if you were at the service on Friday? We were right here. Praise God. And it could never be exhausted, but thank you, Jesus. Just more of the glory, just in a little few things in this precious high calling passage, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And, you know, we rejoice so many times that, you know, we come to this passage of Scripture of Paul writing this this sweet revelation of the mystery of Christ in the church. And again, how it became the passion of his heart, how it came to be, again, even for Paul, remember, brothers and sisters, it was no different. He had to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He had to grow up into this in all things. And thanking God that the Lord had given him this precious message. And the Lord made him, it says, the dispensation that was given to Paul. He was, that means the domestic, the housekeeper of this. And thank the Lord that what a housekeeper that God enabled to bring this again forward to us. As it says, we follow Paul as he followed Christ. But we come to this portion of Scripture, and Paul has been a child of God for 30 years. And it always just so amazes me and thrills me to think, you know, this is the Apostle Paul, that vessel that was chosen of God and, again, shut up to God. And he was a precious and a special vessel, again, to bring forth this message. Not in anything to magnify the vessel, but he was chosen of God, being the chief of sinners, to bring out the greatest glory of the grace of God, which is Jesus Christ will have a bride. Hallelujah! How wonderful. So here we are, that he's known the Lord for 30 years, and yet he brings forth this precious truth about there's one thing, if by any means, that I want to attain now in my life. This is, again, a brother that knows that he is already seated in the heavens in Christ. This is a brother that already knows, because the Lord has given him that precious confidence and assurance in the love of God, that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. That our salvation is secure. It's forever. He cannot deny himself. It is the seed that remaineth. Praise be to God. We are in Jesus' hand. We're in the Father's hand. And you know what? No man can ever pluck them out of his hand. Period. That's it. It's everlasting life. Period. There is no ands, ifs, or buts. There's no changes to that. It's that. Now, praise God. Paul's saying, though, there's more. There's more. There is something that the Lord has encouraged me in this precious mystery of Christ in the church that I want to attain more than anything. I want to, praise God, to win him, to win this race, not to just run as one that beats the air, or, hey, this is exciting. No, fully purposed, encouraged, engaged, praise God, in this life. That my purpose, praise God, is to win Christ as bridegroom. And he says, if by any means I might attain to the out resurrection, that resurrection of the dead, that's the first trumpet rapture. Goes on to talk about how I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. See, this is a brother that already knows that he's seated in the heavens in Christ. This is a brother that already knows that he can never be separated from the love of God. But this is a brother that knows, praise God, that there is a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that there is one star that differeth from another in glory, that there is a glory of the moon, and it's a reflected glory, but then there is a glory of the sun. It is sun glory. Amen. And we thank God for that. And it's not to compare ourselves amongst ourselves. It is for the very glory of God to be fully grown in me. That he is magnified only and solely in us. And praise be to God that we would take that place that he has for us. That rib portion to be his wife. Hallelujah. So let's go ahead and read this. Verse 10. That I may know him. And the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. If you were here Friday, the emphasis that the Lord, and he just emphasizing this so much in my heart today, again, forgetting those things which are behind. Forgetting those things which are behind. And praise be to God, they are, they already are, they all are forgotten. They are behind. Now you and me forget them too. Amen? Amen. They are behind. Brothers and sisters, the greatest of glories. And this is why it was such a rejoicing again at Brother Ken's memorial. The greatest of glories to the body of Christ is when a life lays hold of the precious grace and forgets those things which are behind. Period. That's it. Hallelujah. And I thank God that word forget. We can understand that. Well, forget. Yeah, just forget about it. No, it means to not even care about it. Have no care for that thing. Matter of fact, it goes on to say it means it's been put in oblivion. It doesn't even exist anymore. So why should I care about it? Huh? Now, and what a rejoicing it is. Because that is when a brother or sister can run. You can't run with weights. It doesn't work. You can't mount up with the wings of eagles entangled in the affairs and the cares of this life. When you run, praise God, for the prize, you run one way. You run well. And you run and will finish with a full joy. Amen. Amen. And we know who the full joy is. It's him. It's his desire to me. It's that I am my beloved's and his desire is toward me. Amen. But if I'm still caught up in a care, if I'm still not willing to forget, if I haven't allowed the Lord to come into my life to take that wonderful grace, that is all oblivion, I can fool myself all I want, but I'm not running. Now, listen. The truth can be known. Church can be attended. Fellowship can be had. But without leaving those things behind, the press for the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus will never be fully pursued in our lives. It won't. Brothers and sisters, this is a mark. When God sets out a mark for the prize, it's exact. When he says it's a narrow way, we can't even imagine how narrow that is. And it's that grace. It's that love. This is the Lord that says, remove. There shouldn't be any root of bitterness. It's got to go. And praise the Lord. It's not going to be me removing all of these things. It's just going to be about him and him captivating my life. And all of that fullness, it's just like that wineskin that we rejoice in so much. Why did they say, keep putting in more wine and more wine and more wine? Well, yep, that fullness, but what it was to do, it was to get that dross, those sediments out of that thing. See, you don't go sticking your hand in the wineskin and getting that all out. All you're doing is putting more back in. It makes it dirty. It makes it more filthy. And I'm not going to be drinking your wine if you go sticking your hand in it. Huh? You pour in more wine. You pour in more of that joy, that comforter. Amen? The one that brings the word of the Lord in its fullness of glory. And it just pours in, and that stuff just flows on out. It don't have no room. It has no room. Praise be to God to be filled with all the fullness of God. This is the greatest of glories that the body of Christ ever really has, brothers and sisters, are the instances of this magnificent grace. The transforming grace of God that makes the Sauls the Pauls. The grace that makes a boy shepherd the man after God's own heart. And then it even gets better. The grace that makes the man after God's own heart, after he so miserably and greatly fails, and yet is fully restored and even enlarged because of the magnificence of the grace of God. As Brother David went in there and he made it fully known, before thee and thee only have I sinned. Praise God. How could we not rejoice in that body? How could I not go in with that and say, that's my glory? As brother was praying back there, praise be to God. That victory is mine. That joint is supplying me. Hallelujah. And as I'll take that glory and glory in it, it's going to supply you. And it's going to just reciprocate all around that body. Oh, hallelujah. And you talk about the fullness of it till we all come. See, we got to get more full. Don't quit worrying about the other guy. You get more full, it'll fill him up too. Till we all come. Amen. Yes, there's more fullness in every one of us. Don't be waiting for the other guy. Take more, and then it'll give more. It'll just continue to do that. And the beauty of God doing that in the ones that want that, there's nothing greater. There's nothing more beautiful. And he's doing it right now. But when we refuse to share in the glory, we miss it, don't we? You can be all around it. You can see it afar off. But if you don't enter into it, you missed it. You just flat out, it's gone. You're not part of it. And all that glory that could have been added, not only to you, but to the body. Quit just thinking about yourself. I'm talking about even to this assembly. It's gone. And I have to tell you, brothers and sisters, I pray that it would be a burden to us. With what we know and what we've received, and praise be to God with what has been preached, and yet we still sit there in a state of stubbornness, a place maybe unwilling to be tender, and even after years of growth in so many areas of our lives, Yet there's one place, one event, maybe a hurt that so injured me, I cannot let it go. Amen. I want to win him. I want you to win him. This is the word of the Lord. You cannot bend it. It can't be bent. You cannot change it. It's never changing. You know, there are saints. You talk about saints that have received such great victory in their lives. That's my rejoicing. It is. It's the greatest of rejoicing. I'm serious. It's almost hard not to look out here and not to just melt in every one of your lives. I know most of your testimonies. What he's taken you from, that's my glory. What he's bringing and building in you and taking you to, that's my glory. That's Christ in me being quickened from that. Oh, hallelujah. God, help us to enter into that even more and more and more and more. And it does, it makes you more full. So you're just shut up here. I feel sorry for you. So sorry for you because you're missing it. It's passing you by. Entering into that glory, entering into that fellowship. What did Paul desire to hear? Did he want to hear the gossip? Did he want to hear, oh, well, here's all the ones that are failing? Yeah, as the Lord would bring him into that, he had to get after those Galatians. But that was real quick. Who hath bewitched you? Huh? Who hath bewitched you? Huh? Having begun in the spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Come on, you nuts. You're acting like a bunch of kids. You know better than this. Now get on with it. We don't have time to waste. It's time to grow up. Pretty much everybody in this place has heard this message time and time and time again. But it's ever transforming. It is, isn't it? Praise be to God. I thank God. The truth only gets more glorious as it's preached in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. As he continues to, again, fill all of those places in our life with this wonderful word. But brothers and sisters, there are such great victories amongst us. That ones that have taken from the Lord the delivering power, transforming grace to heal them from a sin, an event that had been raining upon their life. Yeah. Oh, I'm talking about maybe even deep-grained personalities. Well, they were just that way from birth, bad to the bone. Huh? Oh, and I remember how they treated me. And I remember what they did to me. And I better get that memory out of me. Lord, because it's Christ in me and Christ in you, the hope of glory. If I am set on that remembrance, I am stuck in the things behind. I haven't even begun to reach. Oh, well, I've reached a little here and reached a little. Well, then you know what? You're still running as one that beats the air. It's like you just got one oar in the water and you keep rolling in a circle. Huh? We got to go, and you got to go now. Praise be to God. It's time to move with him. But see, when we refuse to accept it for these ones that have received this healing, and we choose rather to continue to remain bitter, and we don't want to let go of it, and somehow we think, oh, but that was so awful. What they did, or what they did to me, or who they were, that I'm never going to let it go out of you. And yet all the time, the only one that is imprisoned is me. In my judgment, I'm basically living in this lie of a chain that I'm carrying around. That is some false condemnation. because I know there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, come on. Even think about your own families. And I know sometimes we can even harbor bitterness in them, but most of the time we get over it, don't we? About blood. Yeah, you do. And it's, well, because that's my brother. How much more is that your brother? Amen. And that's your sister. It can't compare. Are you living for you or are you living for God? Really, come on now. And thank the Lord if today you're sitting here and thank God that you've been freed from this liberty and things. But increase in the thankfulness. Increase in that joy. Increase so much that it increases another. That says, you don't need to stay there, honey. We have been given so much, it's time to run. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, if we are holding bitterness, if you hold bitterness, or chained to a self-righteous legal state of heart, I'll tell you right now, you're in a deep slumber. There's no kind of awake. Mm-mm. There's no tweener. You're either awake or you're asleep. Yep. You've either just shut off to that and say, okay, I'm just going to be that way with it. I'm going to rejoice with all this, but I know that I have this little compartment of sleeping. Come on now. Filled with all the fullness of God. This is the brotherly love. This is the Philadelphia church. These are the ones that are fully purposed. These are the ones that love with the very love of God. It loves without hypocrisy. It doesn't have any dissimulation in that love. It just loves. Amen. Amen. Now, praise be to God. I want to be awake. I want to be awake for Him. I don't want to be awake to escape. I want to be awake for Him to receive. Amen. 1 John 4:20. If a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. Now see, the Lord knowing us, He didn't stop there. Because we could all just say, well, I don't hate my brother. I don't hate him. Okay, I know you. So I have a little more in this verse for you. For he that loveth not his brother. Now let's bring it out. We're not talking about hate no more. Now we're going to talk about love. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Now this is speaking of brothers because he's talking about a brother. His brother. Huh? And I'll even describe this to you a little bit more here. This love is agape love. This is divine love, brothers and sisters. This is God's love. And when we just tolerate or put up with one another, we need to face it right now. That is not divine love. That's not. He's speaking to us. He's not talking about hate right now. He's talking about agape love. And when we are not allowing that agape love to be flowing through us, we instead are acting like children. I saw this in such an evident way this past week. I did, and it grieved me. As the word of the Lord was going forth, and there was such a rejoicing in the precious grace of the restoration of a brother taken in a fault. I mean, it was just, there's nothing more powerful. There's nothing like a feast when the prodigal comes home. There isn't. You don't want to miss that feast. You don't. I assure you, you don't. Or you missed it all. But yet, in that feast time that we had in spirit, I could still see the ones sitting stiff-necked. I could see the ones that were reluctant to bend the knee before God. And how sad to be that stubborn brother that missed that precious rejoicing that his brother had returned unto the kingdom. Isn't it just amazing how weak our flesh is, huh? What a battle it is. Brothers and sisters, we're going to wrap this up. Jesus is about to appear. Jesus is about to come. He is. That's his word. He tells us, you see these things come to pass, you better be looking up. Yeah, amen. Amen. And the lovely ones, the loving ones, the ones that love his appearing, let me tell you something. Those are the ones that are lovely now. Those are the ones that are loving now. But without agape, divine, perfect love, brothers and sisters, we're going to miss that state of readiness. Readiness. The readied wife. Amen? And the readied wife is a virtuous woman. She looks to the ways of her family. This your family? Huh? You look into the ways of the family? You know how she looked to the ways of the family, brothers and sisters? And I'm going to tell you something about family, by the way. They don't always behave. They just don't. Family gets ornery. That's what family's for. You know this. Come on. But see, when you look to the ways of the family, with the heart of God, with that grace, who she is, she doesn't throw them out. She feeds them. And she's always drawing them in to fellowship if they're willing. Amen. That's the one who is the helpmate to the husband. That is the one, hallelujah, whose husband, the heart of the husband, safely trusts in her. The spiritual ones, the Word of God tells us, they look for every opportunity. They desire any opportunity to restore a brother or a sister to fellowship. Always. They're not about allowing the wedge to stay there. They don't want to even think about it because you know what? That's oblivion. That doesn't exist. It's behind. It's gone. Brothers and sisters, it is now time to completely, fully quit caring about those things which are behind. Amen? We come here. We love a message about winning him, don't we? I know you. Praise the Lord. I know you. Let's win. Let's not be defeated. Praise God. Let's not be caught up in lies anymore. Those things which are behind. Let's pray. Father, we thank you again in Jesus' name and just glory in your goodness to us and your love. Lord, I thank you how you woo us and you encourage us who we are in Christ. This is who we are. Those thoughts of the past, those things that we think are a part of us forever, we know that we're brand new. See, the Word of God says we're brand new, and the old things are passed away. All things have become new. Lord, help us to want to live truth. Help us to truly flee from the lie. God, help us not to want to sup in that flesh. Lord, help us to want to be a company that rejoices in the Spirit, that lives in the Spirit, that is quickened in the Spirit. Lord, what we have before us, what we have in us, the opportunity and privilege, praise God, to run, not just to finish, but to win you. Wake us up. It is time to feed and arise. Praise God if we are going to reign as kings someday. As you encourage my heart, we better be loving as kings right now. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.